Brad Davidson, morning to you.
Morning, Jared. Morning, everyone.
Now, I know you love any additional information for the punters, and the Australian Turf Club is coming to the fore with this new, well, weather, wind and track information, live information, as part of a new digital service.
Yes, that's correct, Jared. They've been talking about it for some time, and good to see it being introduced from this Saturday onwards. That'll be at Rose Hill, Randwick and at the Kensington meetings to start with, and then it'll be rolled out for Warwick Farm and Canterbury longer term as well. So you're right, get that live information, which is terrific to know how much rain has fallen at those tracks, the wind at certain parts of those tracks, and also a number of live information about the track as well. So I think it's going to be updated around every 15 seconds as well. So I can't tell you, Jared, how many times in the last 5 years I've Googled the live camera there at Allison Road on Google just to see if there's been any rain at the track at night and whatnot when the fronts come through. So this information will be really good for punters, and we'll be able to just track it basically whenever we want. So any addition like this for punters is fantastic, and well done to the Australian Turf Club for this initiative, and I'm sure it'll be well received by all.
What's the latest news on Mugger 2, Davo?
Yeah, Loz finished down the track there on the weekend, and looked at the team just summing up their options at the moment. Led from one nostril, I believe. They found that afterwards, and just sort of deciding now, or the decision to be made later this week on the horse's future and whether they press on or whether they decide to retire the horse. So we'll wait and see how that pans out. He's been a great horse for Connections for some time. Of course, won an All-Star Mile, and early on when he first arrived in Australia, he put a few together on the trot and looked like he was going to be probably one of the best horses in the country. And look, he's turned into probably just be a length or two off that absolute elite, but he's still been a super horse for Connections. Obviously, he was off the long break there on the weekend and finish down the track. So we'll wait and see how that pans out. But, we'll see if they continue to race on or decide to retire the horse later this week.
Who makes that call, Dave? The final decision?
Yeah, a lot of the times it'll come down to the trainer. Most owners are pretty sort of, will let the trainer sort of make those calls, Clarkie. Okay. Some owners will, if they don't like the call, they'll take the horse off the trainer and can take it to another stable, but yep. A lot, particularly with a galloper like that that's been so successful under that trainer, they'll let that trainer make that call and sort of respect that decision.
Are you ready to get trigger happy on anything when the final field markets come out today for the Winx Stakes on Saturday? Enemo, gee, $2.50 all in.
Yeah, he's short, isn't he? We're there with the big weight, but look, he's a class galloper, we know that, and he's been able to show that over the last 12 or so months. He's been super, hasn't he, really, against the older horses and to see what he's done. But yeah, I look forward to looking at this race each and every year. One thing I'll say is generally there's a horse at big odds that runs well in this race every year, and sometimes it's a first up horse, or sometimes it might be one that's trying to catch the others first up on the hop a little bit, because we know it's generally a race full of class horses, but class horses not at their suitable trip or just kicking off their campaign. So generally it's a race right up for grabs. So and we'll be looking getting have a good look at the data and the way the race sits up later today and see if there's anything we can find to beat Animo first of all, or whether he looks a good thing and worth a bet. So we'll assess all that later today.
So true, Dave. I was just thinking, actually, I remember a horse running well at big odds last year, then had a great spring. She's Ideal was the horse.
Yeah.
It was $51 last year, ran a bottler.
Yeah, that was the one that come to mind for me. That's the reason I made the comment, is she tends to run really well in this race. So you're right, it seems to be one of those that if they're trialling well enough, they can be out the back and hit the line strongly and a real good chance of causing an upset. It seems to be a race where there's not a great deal between a few of these. Obviously, when you get your really good horses, they can dominate. But at this time of the year, I think it'll be a bit of a blanket finish personally, but we'll wait to see how all the figures stack up later on.
What's your best at Canterbury today, mate?
Yeah, I've gone race 3, number 1, Star Spark, Loz, 1,600 up to 1,900 metres, but he just looks to dominate the race out in front. I like the way he's going. He seems to carry weight well, and I think that the drying track should suit him. Like he seems to get through soft pretty well. I don't think it'll be too bad there today at Canterbury. I know it's taking a little while to dry, but I just think straight to the front and hard to run down. They're the style of horses I want to be on race three, number one, Star Spark.
I'll have a price for the listeners after the news because those markets just being readjusted for scratchings as we speak. Davo, have a good day. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.